All this week on All Things Considered, we're exploring veterans' lives and the issues they face here in New Hampshire. Veterans' justice programs are popping up all over the country. And just last year, New Hampshire got its first one, in Nashua. These veterans' courts are alternative justice programs that allow veterans to get a handle on problems such as PTSD, TBI, and alcohol or drug abuse that put them at odds with the law. 25-year-old former airman Dominic Russell sits on a bench at the 9th Circuit Court in Nashua. He's skinny and tall, and his hair is closely cropped, so short that you can see a long scar in the back of his head where, a few years ago, doctors inserted a metal plate. A car accident left him with a traumatic brain injury. He walks forward when Judge James Leary calls his name.
All right, let's go back and refocus where we are, all right, Dominic? What are you doing here? Why are you here today?
Russell tells the judge he's doing this because he wants to get his life back on track.
What happens if you don't?
Go to jail for 6 months.
Oh.
Russell said, go to jail for 6 months. Russell was caught with a bag of marijuana in his car. His friends, he says. After he was arrested, a veterans justice coordinator from the VA hospital in Manchester worked out an agreement with the court. If Russell followed a treatment plan, he'd avoid that six-month prison sentence. He was supposed to check in with the VA, but skipped the last appointment. He missed a ride and couldn't walk there, he says, because there's a metal rod in his leg, also from that car accident. Judge Leary looks at him skeptically.
This was not imposed on you. It was your choice to enter the program. You have so many excuses for everything. You're not complying with the treatment plan. You're just not.
Russell says he forgets things because of his TBI, and that's partly why he's having trouble. In the end, Leary sanctions Russell with 8 hours of community service.
You can get it done in a week. 8 hours.
This is how Veterans Court works. Follow a special treatment plan, and you get a second chance. If you don't, you get sanctioned, or you get booted from the program, and stiff penalties kick in. On this day, Russell was the exception. All the other veterans gave good progress updates. To those veterans, Leary said, "Great news. Keep up the good work. See you next week." Right now, there are 13 veterans in the program in Nashua. 3 more are about to start, 3 have graduated, and 2 have been removed due to violations. Lebanon also has a veterans court in place. Such courts aren't new in the state. Mental health and drug courts have been around for a few years. Judge Leary says he had thought the mental health court could handle the veterans too, but over time, Leary says he realized veterans aren't like civilians.
They commonly have post-traumatic stress disorder. That is something that is diagnosed in the general population as well, but it's a much greater percentage of people involved. But the services then is what's dramatically different.
The VA estimates that up to 20% of veterans from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan suffer from PTSD or major depression. But unlike civilians, veterans can go to VA hospitals for treatment.
If there isn't a treatment for it at the VA, we won't accept it.
Diane Levesque is the court liaison at the VA in Manchester. She was standing beside Dominic Russell when he appeared before the judge. She says it's hard to spell out a list of what crimes could be dealt with in veterans court and which ones can't. It's easy to rule big crimes out, like murder, for example.
If I know, for instance, that it's going to end up in a long-term incarceration, no matter what interventions are made, I can't afford to spend the time, unfortunately.
But there is a gray area. Crimes like disorderly conduct, assault, driving while intoxicated, or drug possession might be okay, especially if the root problem is PTSD or traumatic brain injury. Once they're in the court, Levesque says, it's a great way to provide structure and supervision to people who may really need it to thrive.
It's very easy when you're on your own and no one really cares to drop out of sight and not move forward with your treatment.
The first veterans court in the country began in Buffalo, New York in 2008. Since then, they've expanded to nearly every state, serving 11,000 veterans. And they're expanding in New Hampshire, too. A group of veterans advocates is laying the foundation for a similar program in the North Country. Dave Cantor is one of those advocates. He says the challenge in Coos County is identifying the veterans who need the court.
It's hard to, to justify a docket if you don't know that you have 4 or 5 currently in the system.
Distance and scheduling are obstacles, too. The Justice Outreach Coordinator, the Diane Levesque of the North Country, would have to be based in White River Junction, Vermont, an hour and a half away.
Hello?
Hi, Dominic.
Speaking.
A week after the court sanctioned Dominic Russell, He had a run-in with the police outside a dance club in Manchester. He was arrested for disorderly conduct. When he was released, he checked into the psych ward at the VA hospital in Bedford, Massachusetts. Speaking on the phone from the hospital, he says the court in Nashua should have handled his case differently.
I think they should have honestly just listened to me rather than get mad at me for forgetting things. They should have been basically nicer to me and more understanding of me.
It's unclear whether the Veterans Court can help Russell now. He says he doesn't think it can. Diane Levesque at the VA in Manchester declined to comment on Russell's case and says she's not an expert on TBI. A public affairs official with the Manchester VA says the hospital understands that it's tough for some to understand that this, quote, tough love stance is necessary. What is clear is that for some veterans, the court is a second chance at staying on the right side of the law and getting their behavioral issues under control. What they do with that second chance is up to them. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.